It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
I just thought I'd let the music play a bit longer than usual. Do you ever notice that, Katie, when you're listening to other podcasts?
Oh, the anticipation, it kills me of this. When you play the music long, I'm like, will they or won't they? Are they going to
really?
Come on? Or are they it's like...
I thought you were being sarcastic.
You are being sarcastic.
Okay. Because other podcasts I listen to, they always play the full theme tune at the start.
No, Jeremy could pop in anytime.
Yeah, you never know when I'm going to pop. Anyway, hello and welcome to the latest... Okay, I'll shut Katie up for a sec so we can be serious. This is the latest edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And today it's myself feeling a bit bunged down. I'm a bit bunged up.
I was going to say, you don't look 100%. Your eyes look really heavy.
Yeah.
I was going to say to you, you look knackered.
Yeah, sorry, but we don't use that word anymore. Tired is the word we would use.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You look very tired today. Yeah. I was going to say to you, you don't look well.
Although I don't think the word knackered, I don't think that's...
No, but you do, you look very tired today.
Okay.
You don't look 100%. You look shitter than usual, if I'm being honest.
Okay. Anyway, you're very welcome along to today's podcast. This is an interesting conversation about parents oversharing on social media, and people are very annoyed about this on both sides of the argument. Now, every day, as you know, we ask you to send us in messages with stuff that you want to talk about on the podcast. And Stacey did that last night. And I sent Katie the message last night that Stacey sent. And we said, oh, because we both have a big opinion on this. And here's what Stacey says. Can you tell these vile, money-mad, tacky parents to lay off social media on Christmas Day, posting all the thousands of euro toys that their kids got for Christmas? It's disgusting. I'm not a Grinch, but I think these dopes need to read the room. Many parents, like myself, are struggling this year. And by the way, that's a very serious thing. And it's a very serious conversation, isn't it? About parents struggling. Not everybody has everything. My son won't be getting everything he wants. I can't afford it. That simple. So the last thing I need is people rubbing our noses in it and making us feel shit like they do every year. I've unfriended so many people on Facebook over this because they don't give a shit. Have some cop on. Your child won't love you more because they got spoiled. And that is from Stacey, who is listening right now at the moment in work. Now, in fairness to Stacey, and she doesn't mind me saying this because she's been on the show before, Stacey is a single mother. She has three kids. She is working full time before anybody asks. She works full time. Her mother minds the kids and does the school pickup. The father of the children, we're not able to say what's going on with the father's job, but let's just say he ain't contributing much. Yeah.
Okay.
So she has it tough. Now, some people listening to this would say, well, that's not my fault.
I have a total mixed feeling on her message. Like, I'm completely mixed because her message comes across as quite bitter and jealous. Like,
yeah, but you know her situation.
It doesn't matter, like, then stay off social media if you're going to be that easily triggered. But then on the flip side, I'm like, I get her point, but it wouldn't offend me, as in I would be like, oh, don't post your things because, you know, I couldn't get that for my kids. You know, I know when Christmas is coming, I'm well prepared for Christmas every year. I just unfollow them, and it's not because it's because I think they're losers.
But is it not a case of, as she was saying, read the room? And here's how I feel. As you know, I am an oversharer on social media.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, but we're not getting into that.
I won't jump on you today. But yeah. I am an oversharer,
but that is the one thing you will never, if you go on
No, I've never seen
you will never see anything that my kids get. You will never see anything that my kids get. And I also, my two kids who are at school, I will also sit them down when Christmas is over, and I do this every year, and I say to them, because I'm going to be frank here. I'm going to be honest, and you should be honest. You should all be honest. Mm-hmm. My kids do very well at Christmas.
So do mine. Yeah.
They do too well. It's a row I have with Mrs. D every year, and she wants to get them everything they want. If I had my way, they wouldn't. But anyway, they do very well every Christmas, and I say to them before they go back to school, I make it sure, I say, you had a very good Christmas. Santa was very good to you.
Don't go bragging about it.
Yes, don't go bragging about it. So,
oh, but kids are going to be kids and they're going to talk about what they want. Like, Tig and Clodagh they're doing very well this year. But I'm not going to turn around and say, you can't talk about what you got. Tig is getting something that he's wanted for a long time and it's costing an awful lot of money. But I think when he goes back into school, he is going to talk about it because he has wanted it for so long.
Okay, and maybe my kids will as well. But I'm trying to teach them that there are always children that are less fortunate than
yeah,
they
are.
Yeah,
but your finances aren't my fault.
Ooh.
You know, like, no, look, I don't agree with oversharing, but on the flip side, if a parent has worked hard...
Stacey works, by the way, she works 55 hours a week. She has three children and she's the only income earner in that house. She is not able to give her kids she said, and I'm not even going to get into it, she sent us a list of what her son wants. Her son is 12 years of age. And some of the stuff he asked for was like, he wanted an iPad Pro. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how much an iPad Pro mm-hmm. is, but I presume they're about 800 quid. That's ridiculous. And then she has two younger kids as well. So her kids are not going to get...
I'm just so divided on this.
That is not her fault. She is working her arse off. And when you go online and you see these people oversharing what they got, fuck off.
Now... I agree with that sentiment, but it's not from a point of view that how you can afford all this and this person can't. It's nothing to do with that. I think everybody's entitled. If someone works hard and buys their presents or whatever and they want to show off whatever, it's just more I think they look like absolute losers. It's pathetic. Like, nobody gives a shit what your kid got for Christmas or is getting for Christmas.
It's definitely showy.
Nobody cares. And you know what's even worse? And this is a conversation for another day. It is something that we might come back to maybe next week. But like, the scangery doll heads who never work a day in their life and have more presents than the people who actually get off their arses and go to work.
Yeah.
That shit. And it's always... And actually, I genuinely believe, and maybe I'm wrong here, I believe it's actually the scangery type of parents who are more likely to share.
Oh, I would agree with you. I would agree with you completely.
The dolehead scangers who don't work.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
My next door neighbour has two girls. And they'd be fairly good jobs. Mm-hmm. Two girls of 8 and 10, I think they are. And last week they went to Lapland, brought the two girls to Lapland. Not one photograph on social media.
No, because it's classy.
Yeah.
It's,
and you know why?
Well, no, you can. I mean, you can go to Lapland and share a couple of photos or video or whatever. Whatever, that's fine.
I asked them about it. I said, God, I didn't see any photographs. Did you actually go to Lapland? They said, yeah, but we realised that we're very lucky and that I'd say maybe 1% of Irish kids will get to go to Lapland. Maybe even less.
I'm bringing mine to Lapland next year.
Oh, are you? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking at it already.
Okay, you're in the 1%.
It's going to be the holiday of a lifetime.
Okay, but it's not something that every kid gets to do. And rubbing people's nose in it. So
the Lapland thing is different. It's a once in a lifetime experience. It's different. It's magical. Sharing your Christmas presents, nobody gives a shit. Do you know what I mean? Go away, loser.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, let me go to Suzanne. Suzanne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
Well, I kind of agree with the other people. I mean, it is, you know, up to the person themselves. But I know from myself, from my own point of view, I mean, I've raised five boys alone, and Christmas was always very tough. And you try to do your best. Obviously, as a mother, you want to do your best, and you want to give them what they want. And I suppose the pressure, you kind of feel sometimes, oh my God, I haven't... You're looking at other people and you're seeing the ridiculous amount of stuff and you're kind of thinking, oh my God, like, you know, you can't do it. I can see it from both sides. I mean, we all have, I suppose, the right to post whatever it is you want to post. But I just think other people looking on, you can sometimes feel a failure. You know, you feel, oh, look at this. And, you know, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of stuff I see, there is a lot showing off. You know, it is, to be honest, it is ridiculous. You know, that amount of stuff. And I always say no child needs that amount of stuff anyway, really, you know.
Every child, three things maximum is all a child needs. A big present, a surprise, and then something small. And you know, people are giving out to me saying, why can't you show off your wealth? Well, you can, but it's disgusting and it's tacky. When I think of people who show off their wealth, yeah, and I don't hate mm-hmm. I think of Conor McGregor. Every photograph he has to show off the lovely
money
Rolex.
Money can't buy a class.
Yeah, money can't buy a class. The role, he has to show off the Rolex watch. He has to show off the yacht that he's mm-hmm. on, the private plane. I mean, like, get over it, McGregor. We know you have money. That's fine. Yeah. But what are you trying to prove? Because people who are actually rich don't show off their money that way. They literally don't. Yeah. You never see... Bill Gates has his own plane. You never see Bill Gates posting up photographs of his
selfies
Rolex.
Of him and his plane drinking champagne.
You don't, because he has a bit of class.
Yeah.
Be more like Gates, less like McGregor. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus, get Jess on, would you? She's annoying me already. There's a regular caller here, you know, Jess saying, Jeremy, you're being very begrudging. Do you think are you being begrudging, Suzanne?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't begrudge anybody anything.
Well, no, Stacey's message does come across as being a little bit begrudging to me. It's like, well, I can't afford it, so I don't want to see it. That is begrudgery to me. Mm. If you can't have it and someone else has it and you've a snot on about it. Like, for me, it's not about begrudging anybody. For me, I just hate people oversharing on social mm-hmm. media. I think it's just so sad. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That everything has to be posted online for all these weirdos that you barely know to have a gawp at. I just don't get it. I really, really don't. But I do think that her message has an element of begrudgery in it.
No, sorry, the woman's working, and again, she's working like all the heirs of God sends to try and give her kids the best Christmas, and she still won't be able to give them exactly what they want.
But that's not like, if I want to post, I wouldn't, but if I want to post a picture of my kid's Christmas present, I'm sorry, it's not my fault if Stacey or someone like Stacey can't afford to get their kids stuff. Do you know what I mean? We all know when Christmas is. Do you know? We know.
Ah, here, Casey, it's easy for you to say that.
No, but people know when Christmas is. I'm just saying that if I want to post something, I wouldn't be that mind anyway. But if I was, I don't think that someone else's situation should stop me either, or stop anyone.
Okay, Susanna, who cares what other people think? Just post what you want.
No, I wouldn't post it. I wouldn't post it. Like, look, we had a situation here.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, we had a situation here. We had a situation here about 6 years ago. There was a little lad in Tullamore who had a visit from a lovely guy that's done great work with kids. And the guy said to him, look, what did you get off Santi? And he said, Santi never came. Now, that broke my heart. I cried for days over that. Like, there's no need. I know this is going off the subject, but there's no need for a kid to have nothing either, because there's plenty of stuff out there that's not expensive. You know, even if you have to go to charity shops and parent shops, which a lot of people probably do. And so I done a round up with the family and we brought the stuff down to the little lad. And that's the other extreme of it. Do you know what I mean? Where you, I know that girl is saying there, you have all year to do it, and you do. And I was so annoyed that a child got up on Christmas morning and there was absolutely nothing. Not even, you know yourself, you can go into the town shop, you can get cars, colouring books, paints, whatever the hell, I don't care. No child should be going without. But then I think parents are ruining Christmas, because if you remember Christmas when you were a child, I remember what I got. The kids of today are not going to remember, because it's mind-blowing. It's too much for them. You know, they're going, I've seen it with my own grandkids. 12 or 13 presents, you know, and you think.
No, but if somebody wants to spoil their kids and they work hard all year, yeah. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that I agree with spoiling.
By the way, spoiling
kids
is a horrible word. It is. There's nothing positive to come out of spoiling.
No, it teaches
nothing.
Kids the value of nothing. Yeah. But if a parent works hard and they want to do that, you know what I mean? Like, if you're sitting there looking at it getting offended, then that's kind of on
you. Okay, but here's the thing I believe, and I don't know if you agree with me, Suzanne. A lot of parents, they work so long hours, just so that they can have the nicest car and the biggest house and the trips to Lapland and all that.
But they're missing out on time.
Kids would actually prefer you to be around. Yeah. And I see the creche beside me, the parents pulling up in their Tesla cars at like 7:30 in the evening as the creche is closing. I'm like, if you just if you got rid of that Tesla car and the 5-bed semi,
make up that time.
Up that time. The kids will not remember. They will not remember. The one thing they will remember is that daddy and mammy were never home.
If I'm not here, if I'm not doing the podcast, I'm at home every day to get my kids from school, and that matters to me more than any fan. Now, you know, I have an all right car, to be fair, but what I'm saying is I definitely think that the time you spend with your kids when they're young is definitely more precious.
Lyle, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you keeping?
Good. What do you make of this? Now, you've heard of varying opinions on this. What's your take? Should we be able to post whatever we want on social?
I'll give you a couple of points there just before I get into the nitty gritty of it, right? So the first thing I was going to say is social media in general. The two types of people out there, your Conor McGregors or your whatever, that go,
just say that again. You cut off. The two types of people.
My coverage isn't great. I'm on the hand.
Okay, that was actually Casey. Go ahead. Go on.
All they want to do, their whole goal on social media is to just post all this crap and say, look what I've got. Like just childish crap, right? And then the other side of it is you've got these virtue signaling people that are, you know, I stand with this, I stand with that. Social media as a whole, it's all fake bullshit at the end of the day. It's all fake, you know, it's all nonsense. And then the second kind of part that I'm going to lean into my point, right? I used to do a lot of work in the events industry, and we used to do work in like Pfizer and stuff for their Christmas thing. And what we used to do is we used to wrap up empty cardboard boxes to make them look like Christmas presents.
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah.
There's a dude online, and he's a millionaire now. And what he done was he made a, like, I think it was a shipping container or something, look like the interior of a private jet, right? And he has an army of plebs. He's booked out the door. He has an army of plebs that go in just to take selfies in this so-called
private jet. It's all fake. So sorry, I just have to understand for a second. What's the point of going to get this photograph?
To say that you're on a private jet.
No.
That's why they do it, yeah.
Klaus, I promise you, you can look it up.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people are absolutely...
That is pathetic.
And that's how it's gone.
But I do agree with you. I do agree with you a lot about your comment on people on social media. People on social media and these influencers and that, they're assholes.
It's horrible. It's just horribleness. Yeah. And it is just, look what I've got. Look, it's the same with COVID when people had mountains of toilet roll and all that. But the thing is, like, if this woman is phoning into that, like, their whole objective by doing this is to make you feel inadequate.
That is exactly it.
I don't think it is.
No, it is.
No, I think the reason is that they're so unhappy in their lives and in themselves that they have to almost, it's them protecting to make themselves look bigger and better.
It's all fake. And if you're going to take time out of your day to phone and go, oh, I feel so upset because I've seen this or I've seen that, and they've won. Straight up, they've won.
I think any parent with a bit of cop on should just lay off. Like, why would that even be on your mind on Christmas morning? I got to put up the photograph.
At the same time, like, now look, the powers that be are trying to stop it as quickly as they can. But for the moment, we live in a country where we have freedom of speech. So if you want to have a post, social media post that says, look at all my crap, you're well within your rights to do that. But, like, unfollow. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think it's tacky?
Yeah, it is. To be honest, I think the only thing I do on social media myself these days is, like, I kind of use it to invite friends for, well, nights out. I'm 33 with two kids now, so I don't have too many parties like I used to. So, but, like, the only thing I really use is jokes and memes and just
the only reason I have social media is actually because of this job. Like, I have an Instagram. I don't use it at all. I think I might have a TikTok that I set up once for. Yeah. I think if social media, other than necessity wise, should be banned, or at least, like, there's just way too much bullshit on the social media.
I remember last Christmas, my Luke got the PlayStation 5, and I can't remember how much is the PlayStation.
They're about 550,
I think the more expensive digital one, the one with the CD in it, that's the one I have.
Yeah, they're about 550. Well, it was when I got mine.
Yeah, and he got other things as well, and he asked me to take a photograph of him playing it. You can say post on social media, but I took the photograph. Mm. And there was no way I was going to put that up there, because I know boys in his class that were also looking for a PlayStation.
They didn't get one.
And they didn't. I know from talking to the parents that it was a tough... Like, things are tough at the moment. And I'm very lucky, lads. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very lucky. I won't go on about...
I won't go on about my 15 jobs or anything like that,
but I'm very lucky. I've never had to scrimp and save... For Christmas, either of you, you're very lucky as well. Katie's from a wealthy background.
What? I work hard, asshole. I'm not from a wealthy background. I work. Yeah, like, no, do you know what I mean?
You do work.
This is why I take such objection to the dole heads who don't want to work yet, have like the latest iPhones and stuff. I'm just like, the system is so unfair when these gangers can basically have all the latest, and there's parents of kids who work who can't afford it.
Yep.
And it's just so unfair.
Okay, let's go to Robbie. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, boys?
Good. Now, do you believe in just scrolling on if you don't see what you like?
Yes, I fully believe that. Now, you did, like, well, Katie raised an important issue, like, a probably point for another topic, is, you know, dole heads who do seem to be able to afford more than what people like, more than what this Stacey girl who's working, apparently, what, 50 hours a week?
She's working between 40 and 50 hours a week.
Yeah, and not being able to afford all that. No, she probably has a grant. I assume she probably has a nice house and whatever, and gives everything else throughout the year as well, looked after.
No, but she's feeling like shit because, I don't know what that feels like because my kids have always gone...
Yeah, unfortunately, that's her problem.
What?
You know, she should just scroll on. It's not nice to feel like that, but if these people are putting these pictures up and they're specifically tagging her in it,
no,
then,
no,
yeah, okay, then
no, nobody,
no, 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 let me finish, let me.
Nobody's
then,
tagging
then,
her.
Then I could, No, but if people are tagging her, only then does she have a right to get offended. If that makes sense.
No, she's not being tagged in. That's not what she said. If you listen closely.
No. Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. No, she is saying that she feels shit enough as it is because she's done her best this Christmas and she's still not able to give them everything she wants. And that's tough for a parent.
When I was pregnant on my two babies or my two children, I obviously put up the post that I was expecting.
Yeah.
Because everybody does. Blah, blah, blah. I'm delighted to announce. Should somebody not post genuinely good news, not something that's crass, but something that's, you know, good news, should someone not post that because someone else can't have a child?
It's the same thing.
You know, or it's pictures of your kids. If someone can't have kids, should you be sharing? I don't share pictures of my kids. You do. Should you not share pictures of your three beautiful children?
I just think showing off your wealth, lads, is disgusting. I think it's disgusting.
But is it not? Okay, so when you're sharing pictures of your children.
That's not my wealth. I mean, having a child isn't your wealth.
I know, but should you not share it because somebody can't have children is my point.
No, I think that's,
you know, where's the line?
I think that's very different. I think there's a lot of parents over the last couple of years that are struggling for Christmas, yeah? Mm-hmm. And they're feeling bad about themselves. Like Stacey is feeling bad. Robbie, I'm sure you can understand her feeling bad. And Stacey then goes onto Facebook or Instagram or whatever and sees Catherine down the road and Catherine's son.
I just don't agree with saying don't do it because I can't have it. That doesn't sit right with me. Okay, if you share or overshare on Facebook and you're crass and all that grand, you're an asshole. But like, I mean, to give out about it and say, well, I can't have it, so you can't do it. It's just very juvenile to me.
Okay, what's your message to Stacey then, Robbie? She's listening at the moment. She works in a restaurant, myself and Katie both go to. We both know Stacey very well. She's working at the moment. She's listening to the podcast. What would you say to her? She's feeling shit about not being able to give her kids what they want for Christmas, and then she has these parents rubbing her nose in it.
No. First of all, no parents are rubbing her nose in it. She is choosing to take offense to it.
Yeah.
And it is a choice. If she chooses either stay on social media, unfriend these people, or just, you know, learn or just realize that you know, she's doing the best as she can. Fair play to her. She's not like a lot of other single mothers who aren't working, who don't want to work, who are happy just sitting on the dole. And they're probably mothers who are putting the pictures.
No, they are rubbing her They are rubbing her nose in it. These parents.
Jeremy, come on. They're not. She's choosing
to get offended, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
When you go on your holidays and you post up pictures of yourself in the swimming pool that make my stomach turn every time, they're giving me nightmares.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, those pictures. Should I give out that you're on your holidays and I'm stuck here in rainy Ireland?
Because you get holidays. Most people do get holidays.
No, they don't. You're so out of touch. They actually don't.
What?
They actually don't. That's where you're wrong, because a lot of people don't. You're saying people can't afford Christmas. A lot of people can't afford to go on holidays. So should you post your holiday pictures?
Okay, maybe we should.
Offense is taken, not given. Oh, okay. Lads.
Jess, what do you want to say?
First of all, there's a few ways to sort this. You can either come off social media, or if you don't like what you're seeing, keep scrolling. Tissue for your issue, much love.
Yeah, tissue for your issue, fair enough.
Boo
yeah,
hoo.
No, it's not boo.
That's what I say, boo hoo.
Okay, you're someone that doesn't have to come up with the money for your kids for Christmas. Yeah?
No, because I don't have kids. Yeah. This is where everyone slates me. Oh, you have no kids, you have no opinion.
No, but you know that nobody said you're not entitled to an opinion, but you don't have to come.
But someone will come on and say that to me.
Jess,
I'm waiting.
Jess. You've no kids, you're not allowed to have an opinion.
No, that's not what anybody is saying. No, lads, can we be mature about this? The point is, Jess, is you don't know what it's like to have to come up with the money for three or four kids for Christmas.
But we know, it's the same time every year. It doesn't just sneak up on you. It's the same time every year. And look, kids won't always get what they want for Christmas. That's just life. But why should people have to be conscious of what they post just because little Johnny didn't get a PlayStation and little Mark did?
Let's strip it back. Okay, I get your point. I don't think people should get offended by what I think. Just unfollow them. But can you see?
She's not offended.
Can you see why? People like myself would think that it looks pathetic.
If you think it looks pathetic, that's up to you. I don't really care either way. I'm just sick of people saying like, oh, you can't post that, you can't post this because it might hurt someone else's feelings.
I agree with that. But I'm saying, from the person who's posting a room full of toys, do you not think it's a little bit kind of like, oh, you loser?
No, I don't think so, no.
Really?
I think it's more loser and pathetic to be there like, oh, they have it and I don't. green-eyed monster jealousy. That's all it is.
No, that's it.
That's what's more.
No, it's
that's
not.
What's more pathetic. Just sitting there stewing, looking at social media, like, oh my god, I couldn't do all that.
I think there's an element of that. No, though, there's, I do there's believe. No. I agree with her.
So where is the jealousy, lads? Where is the jealousy?
I think in Stacey's message, there's an element of begrudgery.
No, there's no begrudgery or jealousy.
There is begrudgery. It's because I can't have it, so don't post it. Now, like I said, I don't think people should overshare, but not for the reasons that Stacey said is kind of alluding to.
Again, if you listen to what Stacey said, let me go back to the message. And if you listen to what Stacey said, she said,
I'll be honest, I missed her message. So
okay. Can you talk about these vile, money-mad, tacky parents to lay off social
media?
They're
not vile, but okay.
Okay. It's disgusting. I'm not a Grinch, but I think these dopes need to read the room. Any parents like myself are struggling this year. My son won't be getting everything he wants. I can't afford it. So the last thing I need is people rubbing our noses in it and making us feel like shit. Have some cup on. Your child won't love you.
Okay, yeah, so now that I've heard the message, yeah, keep scrolling if you don't like what you see. If you think it's vile and this, that and the other, just keep scrolling. It's so easy. Or just come off social media. She's literally putting herself through this misery. I'm sorry, but she is.
Sorry.
You're sitting there on social media scrolling through being like, oh, look at all those presents under that tree and that one and that one. Yeah, you're going to make yourself depressed and you're going to make yourself feel like shit.
But so she's the problem here. She should stay off social media for the whole of Christmas because people are posting what they got.
Yeah, she's making herself depressed. She's doing that. She's bringing it on to herself. If you don't like what you see, scroll on. It's not that hard of a discussion, really. And like I said, tissue for your issue.
Okay, that's juvenile tissue.
Do you want me to give you a Kleenex?
No, that again, coming from somebody who's never had the pressure of having to...
Go on, say it. For someone who doesn't have kids, I know
yes,
you
yes,
want
yes,
to...
Yes, yes, you're going
to
say it. Go on.
No, that's what I did
go
say.
On.
You've never, ever had to... Had
doesn't
to,
mean she's not entitled to an opinion.
No, but she's
so
new.
So then why did you just ring me?
Because... Your opinion is valid, but what I'm saying is your opinion is valid...
Oh, but it'd be more valid if I had children.
Well,
that's what you're saying. It'd be more valid if I had children.
No, you just don't know what it's like to have to let a child down. That is the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, but I don't know what it's like being a child who is let down. But you know what? I grew up and I realised that's life. You're not going to get everything you want in life.
Stay there for a second, please, Jess. And I'm sorry. I know, Stacey, you're listening to this and it's not going the way you expect it to go. I'm defending you here as well. I just think that it's... I can see exactly where you're coming from. People are saying that you're the problem here and you have to stay off social media. And I think that's pretty sad. Because why should you have to stay off social media? You're doing nothing wrong. You're just trying to give your kids the best that they want. And here's the thing as well, Stacey, and I want to say this as well. You are not a failure of a parent if you didn't get them everything they wanted for Christmas. Absolutely not. There was Christmases that I didn't get everything I wanted, and I don't look back on it and go, oh God, that was a terrible year. So don't feel bad about yourself, okay? Don't go away. I'll be talking to Samantha in a sec.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Samantha, what do you want to say on this?
I know you were saying about sharing pictures online and it's not really, you know, for anybody. I think it's for everybody. You're sharing stuff online. It is to show off to all your friends, to your family. They could easily send those photos and videos in private messages or WhatsApp groups or something. I know people who posted videos last year of a living room completely full. Kids couldn't even get into the living room. There were so many presents and it shocked me.
Really?
And it actually made me vow not to do the same with my daughter.
And what sort of stuff was in the photograph? Are we talking big presents?
Oh yeah, just the whole living room was just full. You couldn't even see the floor. Couldn't see the floor with the amount of presents. And it's not necessary. It's not needed. Kids don't need that much stuff at Christmas. I know we want to spoil them, but they get so much during the year. They don't need that. And then you hear people going into, you know, schools. What I worry about for my own child is that she'd go into school and someone say, Santa brought me 30 presents. And Santa only brought her, you know, the next person five things or, you know, less than that. And it comes home then, why did Santa only bring me five? Why did Santa bring them more? Am I not a good child?
Okay, and that's a good point. Let me put that to Jess again. Jess, you can have bullying when kids are getting more than other kids.
Okay, but like I said, life, it happens. Sometimes you just have to tell your kids, some people get more, you might get less. That's just life. Tough shit.
And why can't they just say, you know, that Santa brought a few presents to them and the rest were from Mammy and Daddy, their family? Because that's what I'm going to do with my daughter.
Well, then, yeah, if you want to say that, go ahead. But why should we tailor social media just to protect the poor little feelings of some conscious agents?
But why put it on social media only to rub it in everybody's face? Look how much I gave my kids.
It's not to rub it in anyone's face. It's not.
It really is.
That way. That's your problem.
It's not, because if they just wanted to share it, if they wanted to share it with friends, family, they would share it privately.
So what if they want to put it on their public Facebook, Instagram, or whatever? So what?
Listen, I have no problem.
Knickers in a twist.
It doesn't get my knickers in a twist. If you want to post all of that, you can. I will be telling my child that, you know, that those presents were from their family. You know, those presents are from... you know, the parents, not from Santa, if that's what they're making out. That's my issue with it, is when you've got young kids and they're seeing people with 30, 40 presents from Santa.
All right, so the moral of the story is everyone, don't post anything on social media, because you're going to hurt poor little people's feelings. That's what I'm getting. We have to protect the little feelings of little people.
Well, we should protect our little people's feelings, especially kids, kids' feelings.
No, I'm talking about the pathetic little adults who are getting so
depressed. Pathetic little adults are going to be pathetic little adults.
Because they don't seem to realise that Christmas comes around the same time every goddamn year. It doesn't just sneak up on you. If you don't get your child the PlayStation 5, the Xbox, the iPhone 17, whatever the hell they want, that's just life. They're going to have to learn that eventually. But if someone wants to post about 30 presents, 50 presents under the tree, so fucking what?
I agree 100%. Kids need to learn. I do agree kids have to learn about, you know, whether that, like, things are not fair. You know, some people are always going to come out better than you, and other people come out worse. But I think there's a difference between sharing a video of a kid opening a present, and the pictures I saw last year were just presents under trees.
Listen to
the kid.
Jess, you're not listening to what she's saying. Listen to what she's...
And you aren't listening to what I'm saying.
Listen to the photograph that Samantha's describing. Describe it again slowly.
Sounded like a lovely Christmas to me. Sounded like the kids got spoiled rotten as they deserve to be for Christmas.
Yeah, but Jess, there were no pictures of kids opening presents. It was literally presents under the tree. Look how much stuff. They weren't asleep. Yeah, no. I mean, it's different sharing a picture of a child opening.
Are you in the living room?
I know, because
they're genocide monsters. That's what you all are.
That's all right. It's not the way you want to think, Jess.
The crux of the argument I'm trying to make is, if they're not your children and it's not your living room on Christmas, why the hell are you bothering?
Because she found it. She found it. Well, what was the feeling that went through your mind, Samantha? You were disgusted.
Not disgusted, but I was shocked. I was shocked because, you know, I know these people, and they complain all year about having no money and having to borrow and having to do this. And yeah, I couldn't believe it. The amount of stuff. And okay, I understand the argument that people are making, they're buying all year. I know that they weren't buying all year. I know for a fact that they weren't buying all year. And, you know, I do think a lot of families put themselves into debt around Christmas.
And sorry,
keep up with the Joneses.
This family, and I'm picturing in my mind, because in fact myself and Katie interviewed a woman a couple of years ago, remember, called Stacey as well, who literally had a room full. How many things are we talking in the room? Like, how many presents? What would you say?
I would guess maybe 50, 60 presents for two kids.
50 or 60?
Yeah.
Now, Jess was saying that sounds like a great Christmas.
Yeah, and you know what? If that's what you want to do as a parent, you do that. I'm not saying don't share. I'm not saying don't buy. You do that. But I think where there is a big issue is when those kids go into school and they say, Santa brought me 50, 60 presents. You know what kids are like. They count their Easter eggs. Oh, I got 20 Easter eggs. How many did you get? They're so competitive about everything. I do think we should take in more consideration for families that can't afford it, you know. Santa brought X amount of these, but the rest are from mom and dad.
Okay, say that for a second, or someone else will disagree with you. And that's Sarah. Sarah, how are you? Your own opinions matter.
Hi, how's it going?
Grand.
I don't know if I'm disagreeing with what she's saying there, but I just think each to their own. Like, mind your own business. What other people do for their kids is their business. If they want to post, scroll on. People are getting offended by it. Like, that's their own fucking tough shit. I work my arse off for my kids. My daughter, for example, is going to have over 80 presents. That's nobody's business.
80? Whoa, Jesus.
Over 80.
80?
Over 80 presents.
80?
Yes. 80, I calculated over them. But I work my arse off.
Over three kids, over 20 presents each.
No, that's just for Charlotte.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
I wrap every single thing individually. I work hard.
No, I know, but 80 presents. Like, where do you even put the stuff?
well, every year I have to do a clear out. Like,
now, when you say 80 presents, are you talking 80 small little things, or are you talking
kind of like, well, like, she's got some big items and then she's got like little things. Like, I'd even individually wrap a flipping
okay book. How much are we talking here money wise?
I don't want to disclose that.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, I'd say we're going, just for one child alone, I'd say you're going upwards 1,500.
A little bit more.
Oh!
Oh, wow!
Hang on, we go to...
Oh, I start early. I start early, guys. I work hard.
Like, my thing is, you know that that's so overwhelming for a child.
It
the
is.
Child can't even
it
enjoy.
Is.
It's just too much stimulation.
It,
I sorry, would be like...
It is too much. Okay, like, Sarah, I'm going to admit that. I'm going to get bashed now for this.
Okay, I'm being nosy here. I need to know the... I'm being nosy here, and I shouldn't be laughing. Is it between 1,500 and 2 grand?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
No, it's over 2 grand. Rent. We are definitely going over 2 grand here.
But I also...
I know you work hard. Yeah, go on.
I do work hard, but I start early, guys. Like, you're talking, like, I'll start in March or something.
No, I understand, but, like, you do realise that I'm not trying to put you down, all right, Sarah?
I know you many years.
I've always liked
Casey,
you.
Casey, be afraid to put you down, Sarah. She'd be afraid.
You're outside the white sands in an hour.
She's fucking terrified.
It is too much. It is. No, it is too much. It's fucking much. Like,
but why did you do it then? Why did you do it?
Stay there.
Samantha, jeez. Have you fainted, sir?
Yeah.
You okay, Samantha?
I'm just in shock, you know. I heard before I had my only daughter, I heard a little rhyme years ago and it always stuck in my head, and I vowed if I had kids, this is what I was going to do for Christmas. And it was buy them something they want, something they need, something to wear and something to read. And that is it. My child is going to get 4 presents from Santa. You know, now when I say, as in, she has 2 or 3 books in that, but 4 category of presents, a small stocking, and that's it. Anything else will be from mammy and daddy.
Okay, so 80.
You know, and that's
80,
not to say 80 is madness. I'm sorry.
That
I'm really
crazy.
Sorry. 80
is madness.
I'm not even going to remember the next day, like, what they got. You ask them, what did you get from Santa? And they pull out a list of 80
Santa,
presents.
No. Santa doesn't bring them. I do not let no fat man take the rap for that. No way am I letting him take the rap.
Okay, fair Santa, play, Sarah. Fair play.
Santa brings 1 or 2 because I don't want her going into school. I don't want her going into school and you've got some kid that might only have
well,
1 or 2.
Well, then do what you want.
Hang on, let me just say something. You guys know me a very long time. Jeremy, you know me a long time. I was that parent where I used to look at social media and be like, oh my God, my kids don't have that. I was in that boat. I had an apothecation. So I work hard to provide for my kids now. I've been in both sides of it. But it's not up to me to determine what. I can't allow other people to make me feel a certain way either. And as for the holiday comment, Jeremy, that's a load of shite what you said as well. I'm 37 years of age and this is the first year that I've ever been able to bring anyone on a holiday.
So should I?
Can I ask her a question?
You can ask her a question.
Because you said you were in that same position. You were that person looking at those photos
for many years,
and thinking,
for many years.
Yeah, and thinking, I can't give that. So why are you posting 80? You know, why are you going to post 80 pictures and put somebody else?
No, I never said I post. I don't post.
Oh, sorry, apologies.
I've been on both sides, so I understand that. But I also am in the type that.
Then you've answered the question. You've been on both sides, so you don't post.
I have, but I wouldn't put somebody else for posting. But
I'm not putting somebody down. Post away as long as you make it clear that it's not just coming from a big fat man. That's my only issue with it.
I've always said that Santa brings 1 or 2 presents because, like I said, there's kids in school that might not get a lot. Like, my kids wouldn't have gotten an awful lot back in the day either.
Yeah.
But I worked my ass off. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not letting him take a rap for that.
I know you're dead right.
Hang on, Sarah, I'm not being smart, but do you see that money that you spent on the 80 presents? Like, if you put that away for a rainy day or if something
that's
came
some
up, like,
rainy, that's
some rainy day fund. Like, do you know what I mean?
I do have rainy day funds too, okay? I work hard, like, it's not like I understand that.
Hang on,
just stay there for a second, because I have another question. Hang on, stay there for a second, Sarah, because I have a million questions. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Okay, I've a couple of questions for Sarah. The first question, Sarah, is, because I'm trying to remember, because we haven't spoken in ages. How many kids have you got now?
3.
3 kids. And Charlotte is the eldest, is she?
No, she's the youngest.
Oh, she's the youngest. Sorry, what age is Charlotte?
She's the baby. She's 8 now.
So she's 8 and she's getting over 2K. Are the other kids getting the same amount of money spent as well?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
That's one thing I will do. It won't look like, because they're teenagers, they're 18 and 17. They have more expensive kind of branded stuff. Like, so, you know, it doesn't look like, whereas I could pick something for a fiver for Charlotte and wrap it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, no, I get that. No, my young fella Luke wants like Monterex hoodies and all that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Quid. Like, that kind of stuff is
so
different. Like,
how much? Sorry, are you saying over 2K on each kid? So that's 6 grand altogether?
Pretty much.
Jesus.
But we have to remember, back in the day, I couldn't do that, Jeremy.
I know.
Do that back in the day. Back in the day, no, don't get me wrong, they still had presents and I was happy, like, I was able to give them whatever, like, but I wouldn't post it or tell anyone the amount. Obviously now you're after outing me on fucking national radio or whatever, like, you know, on a podcast, so it's a little bit different. I'm not flaunting that. I couldn't give a shite if I only had 50 euro for them, so be it.
I know.
But my kids also don't have family where they're going to get presents or family members. They get what just comes from me.
But 6 grand is, I mean, there's people saying that you're
bullying. In this day and age, Jeremy, it doesn't look like, no, yeah, it does sound like loads of 8 presents. It doesn't look like a lot. Like, Jesus Christ, my weekly shopping is a couple of hundred in Tesco. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know.
It came as so expensive.
But
for the
6 grand that you're spending on the 3 kids, we could have brought them to Lapland this year.
No, we went to Disneyland.
Oh, did you? And Disneyland as well?
We went
to Disneyland in October.
Jeez, is there any chance you could... Yeah, can you adopt us as your kids as well?
You have to remember, I've never done a holiday before.
I know.
It was the first, like, I've never done these things before. So I saved my ass off and I worked really hard. And I don't smoke and I don't drink. I don't go around with my eyelashes or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I don't
do any of that frivolous crap. I get my nails done the odd time. But I don't, you know what I mean? I don't go on nights out. I don't spend stupidly. I'm really clever with my money. I'm really clever. And that's because I was on the other side of the fence where I hadn't a pot to piss in.
Okay, now...
So I understand that. Like, I know how to stretch money.
Listen, you do work hard, as you say. I'm not even going to read out half the messages that are coming in. I'm sure you know what the...
I don't care what they say. That's the thing. Like, I couldn't give a... That's what people think. I'm not going to be posting them. I want to get that clear. I ain't going to sit there and post my sofa full of presents for that child. I'm not going to do that. I never have done it because I've been on the other side of the fence. But it's also none of anybody's business if somebody does want to post that. I do think it's tacky.
Well, that's good to hear. So, I mean, but in fairness, can you send myself and Katie on for Christmas Day a photograph of the room?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I really want to see it.
I'm dying to see what this looks like.
I'll send you last year. It was the same. Like, no problem. But I...
Just don't put... You see, the
there is a way. I'm going to say something that people aren't going to like.
Oh, God. What? Have you not already done that? Jesus, there's more to go on.
That's just jealousy in my eyes. Get off your hole and get a fucking job.
Oh.
Your kids are in school. Go to work like I do. When your kids are in school, don't sit home cleaning your house. The house will be there when you're long gone. Get off your hole. There's plenty of jobs. If I hear someone say there's no jobs out there,
there's
plenty of jobs out there. Get off your hole.
Sarah, I am dying. You don't have to tell me now on air, but text me after. I'm dying to know what you do. Or text the show. I'm dying to know what you do.
What do you mean what she does?
I'm dying to know what she works at.
Jeremy, don't you dare even... read a word of what I do.
If it was, I'd be waking pooping me lad out if I was getting that sort of money.
No, Katie, I went back to college 5 years ago during COVID and I work in healthcare.
Fair play. That's because I remember you being on with us before at Christmas is about struggling.
In fairness,
and stuff.
You
I
were
I
on.
I do remember you being on the other side of it and, you know, fair play. You're
no, I went back to college.
Yeah.
I went back to college during COVID. I went to college for a whole year. I'm a palliative carer.
Brilliant.
And I work. Well, that's not an easy job. No, fair play.
But the only thing I will say, Sarah, is as they get older, the expectation will get higher. Yeah. So, like, they're going...
No, 100 presents next year. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because we've been on the other side of the fence, my kids are really grateful. Charlotte doesn't... Like, she would get the odd thing bought during the year, like her pocket money or whatever. But she's a very grateful kid. Now, she will get overwhelmed. I'll agree with that with Katie, but Charlotte's also autistic, so she will be overwhelmed anyways.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of hide majority kind of to one side, you know what I mean? When she walks in the room, she's kind of like, oh, she kind of...
If I walked into your room, I'd be like that as well. Sarah, we have to go on to the next call, but do send us a photograph on Christmas Day.
Do adopt me, hon.
Do adopt me. Adopt us. And keep up that OnlyFans account as well. Good luck. Bye-bye. Jesus, I mean...
But I do remember Sarah, in fairness, being on the other side of it. I do. I remember emotional calls from her back in the old place, back in the old station.
It's weird. She's really divided opinion here. Like, there's obviously people that are saying fair play, and then there's people saying...
I think 80 presents for a child is nuts. And no, I'm not jealous before anyone says I'm jealous. I just think it's so insane.
Here's our good friend, John. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Jeremy? How are you doing, Katie? How are you?
Have you got your shit together for Christmas?
No, he doesn't have a shit.
I've got my shit together. Oh, you have it together, believe me. And here's the thing, guys, and you know, I've heard, so look, Jesus, where do I start? I'd probably start with Jeremy saying that, you know, oh, you're not to tell, you're not to boast about what he got.
Yeah.
But you fucking grow up, Jeremy. They're kids at the end of the day. And just one thing, I'll never forget it, guys, okay? I'm bringing you back. I'm reeling in the ears here, as one would say. I'll never forget it. I was only fucking young, and I got it. You remember when the Game Boys came out?
Yeah.
And I got a Game Boy, and they were only out. They were only brand new out. And I couldn't fucking believe it. I was one of the first kids to have one. And I was amazed. And you know, I went into school with it, and everybody thought I was fucking cool. You know, look, he has a Game Boy. You know, but look, the thing is, let kids be kids at the end of the day. If they want to go in and brag about, oh, well, what did you get for Christmas? Well, I got a PlayStation 5 or it. I got, so what? Let them matter. They're going to do it anyway. You know, don't be telling the kids what to do. Jesus. And it's so innocent anyway that they're telling their pals what they got for Christmas.
No, it actually isn't. It's not innocent. It is innocent.
No, they're kids at the end of the day. They don't mean bad. They don't.
Yes, they do. A lot of kids.
Hold on, Jeremy. We all done it as kids. What did you get? Oh, well, I got fucking blah, blah. Oh, did you? I got a boy. Oh, yeah, fucking lovely. Anyway, look, moving that on, you know, let the kids be the kids. But what I say this, guys, it is begrudgery at the end of the day. It is. And listen to what I'm about to listen to now, and to hear what I'm about to hearing, you know, that, oh, I work 55 fucking hours, and I do this, I do that, and I fucking, it's disgraceful what I'm seeing online. So fucking what? Everybody's working, everybody's doing their best. And look, here, I'm not even messing with you. I started way back in October. I was buying gift cards because I love giving gift cards. I have a big family, so I give them a few gift cards and a Christmas card, and I send them off there to fucking all over the world. And the fact of the matter is, it's nice to just receive something, you know, and I do it on a very, 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 very early basis.
All kids need is love, John. That's all they need from you, love. They don't need everything. Yeah.
Give them this, you know. If you can give them the best Christmas ever, look, here's the thing, okay? Look, my kids will get what they get, you know. Yeah. And I love Christmas. I always go above and beyond at Christmas. I think it's the best time. It's the time that everybody does, I think. And, you know, look, I might begrudge anybody. And, you know, going back to another thing, Jerry, that you said, you know, I see AK there going on an hour cruise now and again. That's just fucking gorgeous. I love it. I just look at the pictures and I'd be like, fucking Luffy. Fucking, he earned it. He works hard. He deserves it. What the fuck's wrong with that?
We're all begrudges. We're obviously begrudges. Anyway, I'm sorry for cutting across you, John. We have to cut you short because we're way out of time on that. We've so many calls that want to come on this that literally, well, most of them just want to give out to Sarah for spending, and I have it written down here again, over $6,000 on three kids. And you know what? There's no point in putting calls on, giving out to her and calling her names and stuff like that. I know a lot of you find it disgusting that she has spent that money. She says she works hard for it. There were times, and we know because we've spoken to Sarah for years on our previous shows, and she did have a time for many years that she didn't have a lot of money, and now she does. So I'll leave it up to you to decide whether or not those kids deserve $6,000 worth of presents. As I said to her, and I'll say again, the only problem is when kids get that much before they're even 10, the child's only 8 years of age, what are they going to want when they're teenagers? I just know that the Santa bill for our house this year is just, it's getting ridiculous. It really is. And I think we're all putting ourselves under a lot of pressure, a hell of a lot of pressure to come up with the goods every Christmas. So if you do have, I don't know how people with 5 and 6 kids do it. I really don't. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. We'll be back with another one. And in the meantime, if you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can do so by clicking follow and the green bell on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and you will never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.